story go?
Let's find out.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, my friends. Today we are reading a story called Bear Out There.
Bear Out There. Yeah.
This story was written by Jacob Grant. And it is read today by Mommy and...
Let's read the book.
And...
Chicky.
Chicky?
Chicky.
There it is, friends.
Chicken.
Chicken and Mommy reading...
Chicky.
...about bears. Ready? Spider had made a kite. He was very excited to fly it out in the yard. I see a problem already.
What?
How big is that kite compared to the spider?
Super giant.
And how much do you think the spider weighs?
1 pound.
And how much do you think the kite weighs?
0 pounds.
Let's see. Spider loved the outdoors. He liked the warm sun. He liked the fresh breeze. He liked the colorful plants all around. The bugs were also nice. I bet you he eats them. His friend, Bear, did not agree.
Who would want to go outside when there are so many fun things to do inside?
Bear had planned a tidy day at the house, followed by a nice cup of tea in his cozy chair. But plans have a way of changing. What has happened?
The little spider's kite flew away.
Just what I was afraid of. See, he's not strong enough and heavy enough to hold that kite. And the wind...
No, he actually is. You know why?
Why?
Kites are really light. They're made of paper.
Well, yes, but spiders are not exactly known for being muscular. Don't you think a spider could get blown away in the wind? Yeah.
Spider, you are my friend, so I will help you find your kite,
said Bear.
But, you know, I do not like the forest.
Bear did not like the filthy ground. He did not like the itchy plants. He did not like the pesky bugs all around. Spider thought a search in the forest could be fun. And then Bear began to grumble.
Who would want to smell so many yucky weeds?
Said Bear.
Who would want to hear all this noisy twitter? Who would ever want to see such an unpleasant forest?
It didn't look unpleasant to me. Did it look unpleasant to you?
Never.
The two friends walked on, but they could still not find the kite. Spider no longer thought the search was much fun either. Have you ever noticed when you walk with someone and they're complaining all the time? You think, this is not so fun to be with this person right now because they're so complainy.
Yeah.
What can you do to make sure that you don't have somebody think that? The answer is to not complain. Instead, focus on the things that are good. Here we go. The cold rain made Bear grumble more than ever.
What a mess,
he said.
Surely this search cannot get any worse.
But it could. Oh no, what happened? He fell down, huh? Bear did not grumble anymore. Bear did not do anything at all. Bear was done. They had tried to find Spider's kite and they had failed.
I am going home to my cozy chair and my nice cup of tea,
said Bear.
Well?
Oh, but then Bear looked down and what did he see? Spider was sitting there lonely and sad. Now, what kind of friend would he be if he left his friend just sitting there in the rain, alone and sad?
Not a good friend.
Not a good friend at all. Yeah, when our friends need our help, we help them, right? Bear paused for a long moment.
Maybe we could look just a little farther.
Oh, good job, Bear. Even if they could not find the kite, Spider was pleased to have his friend with him.
We have not had much luck on our walk, said Bear. But at least the rain is stopping.
Oh, that's a comfort, isn't it? The rain is going to stop. And look what happened. When Spider and Bear looked up, they saw more than clouds. They saw the kite. It had gotten stuck in a tree, hadn't it? Now, back at home, the two friends patched up Spider's kite. And they even made something special for Bear. What did they make for him?
His own kite.
Yeah.
Now, who would want to relax with a nice cup of tea?
Asked Bear. The answer is...
Both of them.
And
look, they're both flying a kite. Yay!
Yep.
So, yay!
Yep, so there they are sitting out. And I like what they've done here. Bear knows that he likes to sit comfortably in a chair with a cup of tea. Spider likes to be outside with his kites. So what if they take a comfortable chair and a cup of tea outside and then they fly their kites? And it's a win-win because Bear gets to do what he loves to do and Spider gets to do what Spider loves to do. And they're both happy. I feel like this is a great situation. Do you know what we call that? We call that a compromise, where everybody gets something to make them happy.
What if you want all of you? That wouldn't be fair, not a single bit.
Oh boy. Well, it's nice to know that they tried to their best. And I know that you try your best. And I'm so proud of you. And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.